Hi there, Rich. Rich, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were speaking with Oliva. She's my mapping coordinator. She wanted me to get on the line and get you the details of the service. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Really good, Paul. So real quickly, I used to work for a proprietary company out of Vegas back in 2000, and I sold cold called, you know, people just like she's doing, bro, just like you guys are doing in an office, man. And we offered a proprietary software to people that were working out of their homes with their business or their garages, and basically got them first page placement on Google, MSN, Yahoo, AOL, you know, back when it was really just starting to boom, bro, right? So now I'm on the opposite end. I've taken my sales experience and I've become a contractor. I'm a painting contractor. I'm licensed, I'm bonded, and I do want to get more exposure, but like I'm wanting to know what it is that you guys have, how it works. Is it just Google? Is it just first page placement one time? Is it a banner? Do you have a proprietary software that does coding algorithms based off keyword entries? What is it?
Right. So we're a Google partner. We can offer any of Google services, local service ads, or Google Verified. That's actually why we're calling. It's a pay-per-lead service with Google. Are you familiar with local service ads? It used to be called Google Guarantee.
Yeah. And your pay-per-leads, let me ask you that. What are they roughly average per lead? I used to be with Home Advisor. I was with Home Advisor, and I was signed up with them, and I did that. And I'd get leads, bro, and they'd charge me like $50 to $100, and I wouldn't even get the jobs, bro.
Right. Yeah, so
The turnover ratio just isn't good enough to be paying per lead like that.
Right. With Angie, it's a little bit different. I mean, you get a lead that goes out to three or four of your competitors, and then you all have to follow up with that lead. So with this, the calls come directly to you, and you're only paying per qualified lead. So it has to be someone in your service area. And with Google Verified, the leads route through a Google number. So it is going to be making sure that it is someone who is in your service area, someone who is requesting a service that you want to provide. And then, of course, you have to be either quoting a price to them or scheduling an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, you wouldn't even pay for that lead. Now, when you do pay for those leads, you know, it's going to vary a little bit. I'm looking right now to find out what that exact cost is going to be here for you. But you only pay for the qualified leads. If it's not a qualified lead, it doesn't even come out of your account. I know with Angie, it's quite different. You know, you pay for a phone number, and whether you even talk to somebody or not, you might have to count that. Yeah, you get charged for that. You know, it doesn't work that way with Google Verified. So it has to be someone, like I said, that is requesting your services. I can see your leads are going to be somewhere around $50-$60. Let me just kind of calculate that out right now. So it's kind of in line with what you were paying before, but again, before you were paying, you know, for a phone number. This Google Verified is really only a lead-based service in name, you know, because you're not getting a lead. You're not getting a phone number that you have to follow up with. You're getting a phone call. You do have a California State C-33 contractor license, right?
I do.
You do. And then you have at least $1 million in general liability for your company?
No. I'm covered up to $35,000. And I also have a disciplinary bond in place for about $45,000. So.
Okay. So those are the requirements. Those are the requirements for Google Verified. It's a little bit more of a strict vetting process, although Google outsources that process. They don't do it in-house. They have either Evident or maybe Pinkerton, which you probably know from cowboy movies, to do that vetting process. But there is that requirement for the insurance. So it doesn't seem like that'd be a service we'd be able to offer to you today.
Yeah, it sounds like I just disqualified myself.
That's okay, though. But I appreciate you. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.